Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Widow Lonnie Ali and former U.S. President Bill Clinton were among many speakers remembering boxing legend Muhammad Ali at the arena in Louisville, Kentucky on Friday as some 15,000 paid their respects.
As a family, we thank the millions of people who, through the miracle of social media, inspired by their love for Muhammad, have reached out to us with their prayers. The messages have come in every language, from every corner of the globe.
He perfected gifts that we all have. Every single solitary one of us have gifts of mind and heart. It's just that he found a way to release them in ways large and small.
Muhammad Ali died a week ago at age 74 from septic shock and complications of Parkinson's disease, of which he had suffered for more than three decades. President Obama has approved new authorities for U.S. forces in Afghanistan that loosen restrictions over airstrikes and give U.S. forces more flexibility in how they partner with Afghan troops. Announcement comes as Afghanistan battles a resurgent Taliban, gains by the Al-Qaeda-linked Haqqani network, and efforts by the Islamic State to move in. U.S. presidential envoy to deal with countering the Islamic State, Brett McGurk, says the militants are in a state of decline. He told White House reporters that morale among IS fighters is plummeting, illustrating at their own videos of leaders executing fighters on the battlefield and by increasing desertions. This is VOA News. The United Nations Human Rights Office has released its latest figures on civilian casualties in Yemen, showing more than 3,500 people have been killed and nearly 6,300 wounded since Saudi Arabia's bombing campaign against the Houthi rebels began in March of last year. Lisa Schlein reporting now from the UN in Geneva.
These figures are being issued amid an international firestorm regarding Saudi Arabia's responsibility for the high number of civilian casualties in Yemen, particularly child deaths. Human rights groups have denounced the removal of Saudi Arabia from the UN's annual child rights blacklist. The UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, who has come under a barrage of criticism, reacted angrily to what he called unacceptable undue pressure from Saudi Arabia. Saudi UN Ambassador Abdallah Al-Mualimi reiterated his denials that Riyadh threatened ban over the blacklist. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
European Union nations have approved tighter gun controls in the wake of last year's deadly Islamist attacks in Paris and Brussels. Poland and the Czech Republic were among countries that opposed the new EU gun controls, but the measure passed by a majority vote. In the race for the White House here in the U.S., presumptive nominees Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton delivered political speeches in Washington aimed at shoring up their base of support headed for the November vote. Speaking to a Planned Parenthood gathering, Clinton criticized Trump's contention that he is playing the woman card, that she is, that is.
And I like to say, if fighting for equal pay, Planned Parenthood, and the ability to make our own health decisions is playing the woman card, then deal me in.
Meanwhile, a more reserved than normal Trump said he wants to unify a divided nation.
Freedom of any kind means no one should be judged by their race or their color, and the color of their skin should not be judged that way. And right now we have a very divided nation. We're going to bring our nation together. If I win, we're going to bring our nation together.
On Friday, Senator Bernie Sanders, who was Clinton's challenger throughout the primary voting, retreated to his home in the state of Vermont to plot his next steps. So far, he has said he will take his cause to the Democratic Party convention later in the summer. He also will be taking part in the upcoming vote on Tuesday, primary vote in Washington, D.C. Get more news at voanews.com and at the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
This is Russ Davis, and I welcome you to a very big celebration here on Jazz America as we celebrate the 75th birthday of a living legend of jazz. His name is Armando Anthony Correa, but everybody around the world has known him for years as Chick Corea. Chick Corea, legendary pianist, composer, bandleader, and musical visionary, NEA Jazz Master, multiple Grammy Award winner. I could go on, and in the next couple of hours, I will do exactly that and try to do the impossible, and that is to encapsulate the awesome career and life of Chick Corea in such a short amount of time. I'll try to give you some really good examples of the variety in his great writing and performing and some of the people that he's worked with over the years. It's going to be a lot of fun to investigate the life of Chick Corea, who was born on the 12th of June in 1941. So on June 12th, he turns 75 years old. Congratulations to Chick Corea, and we'll look forward to hearing his music and his story in the many conversations I've enjoyed with him in various parts of the world over the years. Let's begin, though, with another great pianist, composer, and band leader who was also born on the 12th of June, a few years after Chick, in 1957. She is the lady from Detroit, Jerry Allen, and here's some of her wonderful work with her band Timeline. From the album Live, the song is 4x5. Jerry Allen, happy birthday to her as well on the 12th of June, and she begins this edition of VOA's Jazz America. orchestral and vocal side of the music of Chick Corea with his band Return to Forever from the album Music Magic, with a big horn section joining with the band. That is the song Hello Again, with vocals by his longtime friend and associate bassist Stanley Clark and his lovely wife, the brilliant Gail Moran. Gail Moran, just like Chick Corea, a pioneer of the jazz fusion era. During the days of the marriage of rock and jazz for the first time in the 60s and 70s, she was a member as keyboardist and vocalist, not only with Return to Forever, but also the Mahavishnu Orchestra with John McLaughlin. Now, speaking of the orchestrated side of the music of Chick Corea, he has been associated with many different styles of music in different organizations and bands and aggregations. One of those organizations, the Chamber Music America organization, and at one of their conventions in New York City, I had a chance to talk with Chick Corea at a wonderful interview for the conference. We found out where he got the name Chick Corea, and here's the story from Chick himself.
Well, good afternoon, everyone, and a real American treasure, a citizen of the world, Mr. Armando Anthony Chick Corea is right here with us today. I actually started radio back in the 20th century in 1971, but began jazz programming in 1978. And I first met and interviewed Chick about 1980 or 81, I think it was. And now I've chased him all over the world. I've spoken to you in Spain,
everywhere.
Switzerland.
We've had a lot of fun.
We have. Holland, Montreal, all over the USA, Atlanta, New York, etc. Mm-hmm. And each time we've spoken, it's been mostly about a specific project or one specific moment. Never have I had a chance in the dozen or so times we've spoken, for the record, to actually try to cover a large scope like this, which is bordering on 50 years of high-level art. I mean, you know, we have an hour. We'll do the best we can. First, I want to ask you all a question. How many of you here had the street you grew up on named after you? That would be you, my friend. And knowing the level of humility possessed of this gentleman here, that had to be a little shaky. I mean, how does it feel when you drive on Chick Corea Lane in Chelsea, Mass? You were born in a log cabin in Chelsea, Mass. That's
right. Log cabin, right, yeah. I was born above a bar.
Oh, were you?
A bar. No, but you know, my memory of that particular thing is a strange one. It's of my Aunt Millie. And at when we had the celebration that day, my Aunt Millie was there. And she was, I guess, in her late 80s at that point, completely blind. And but she was the one who, when people ask me, where'd you get the name Chick? She was the one who did it. Because I was told, because she was the one who, when I was in the crib, went with the cheek, chicky, 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 and it stuck. And so she was, you know, that was Aunt Millie. So after the whole ceremony was over and I got down after we were outdoors and I got down and here, there's Aunt Millie. And we had a big hug. And while we were hugging, she said in my ear, she said, see? See, it works. Chick, chicky, chicky, it works.
You know, the energies are strong right here, because this was the second question I was going to ask you. Who first called you Chick?
Really? No kidding.
You know, isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Well, bless Aunt Millie.
Thank you.
One of the most prolific composers in all of jazz history, and there's one of his most famous songs he'll be known for, along with a handful of others, forever. The song Spain. It's Chick Corea and the Acoustic Band from the album of the same name. Now, let's enjoy some music from a gentleman who was born on the 11th of June in the year 1920. He's one of the mainstays of the West Coast jazz scene, though he was one of the most versatile drummers and band leaders in his own right, even had his own club on the West Coast called Shelley's Manhole. His name, Shelley Mann. And let's enjoy some music from the mid-50s from him, featuring his fellow West Coast luminary, pianist Russ Freeman, on the song written by Sonny Rollins, Doxy. From the album, Shelley Mann and His Men, Volume 4, Swingin' Sounds, on Jazz America, from VOA 1. We'll be right back. He played with bebop pioneers like Charlie Parker. He also played with big bands, and he was a big part of the West Coast cool jazz scene. Shelly Mann, hope you enjoyed that music from the mid-1950s with his version of Doxy, the great composition by Sonny Rollins. Got more coming up featuring Chick Corea, but first, I want to invite you to get in touch with me by email. It's very simple. I'll give you the email address to which you can write with your questions, comments, or requests for music. Here's the address: jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And as you may remember, if you've been listening recently, a couple of weeks ago, when we celebrated Miles Davis's 90th birthday and the release of new motion pictures featuring his life and depictions of the life of Chet Baker as well, well, lots of folks were writing in saying how much they enjoyed that. Among them, Mr. James Gitau of Kenya, who wrote, "Hello, Jazz America. My name is James, listening in from Kenya. I'm just loving the great Miles Davis and Chet Baker tracks. Thank you very much." Well, thank you, James. Glad you enjoyed it. And I've got a little bit more Miles Davis for you right now. As a matter of fact, it not only is Miles Davis, but also a little bit of Chick Corea. Because if you know Chick Corea's life and his story, and if you don't, I'll tell you, he was led to play electric keyboards for the first time by Miles Davis, who he was working with in Miles' band. He did the same thing for Herbie Hancock, too. Those two living masters of jazz both worked with Miles on the song you're about to hear, from the 1960s, and the work titled Water Babies. Here's a song that features not only Chick, but also Herbie Hancock, both on electric piano, on a song entitled Splash. And we'll dedicate this to you, James Gitau, listening in Kenya to VOA's Jazz America. the brilliant work of the duo of Chick Corea and the man they've called in the past, The Voice. He can do so much with his voice and his body as a human beatbox and so much more. Bobby McFerrin, from their collaborative effort recorded live called Play That's Even From Me, the name of the piece. And as you listen to that song here on VOA's Jazz America, did it not have the feeling of a spontaneous invention? Well, I'm sure a lot of the music you heard is exactly that, and that has certainly been a big part of the music of Chick Corea over the years. Spontaneous creativity, the essence of jazz, if you will. He's also a fantastic composer. And let's find out a little bit of the secret of how he composes. Then hear one of his earliest and most famous compositions, the great song Matrix, here on VOA's Jazz America as we celebrate the 75th birthday of Chick Corea. So you have a piano in your home, and this is where you do your work, your writing, I would think.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody would like to be on the inside of this. You know, we've seen so many motion pictures where Mozart is sitting at the piano and he's hearing all this wonderful music in his head and scribbling it down with that feather pen and everything.
Or at the pool table, right?
Or at the pool table. In your case, I guess you're answering my question. What is this process like for you? How does it become manifest when nobody else is around? It's just Chick Corea and the piano, and composition is occurring, is happening. What's it like? What's the setting like? What happens?
Well, you know, it's not a rote thing. I used to have more of a procedure of how I did it, but there isn't one actually, because the ideas of writing germinate as I travel and as we're playing and then as we discuss the strategy of what we'd like to do with the band and how I'd like to where we'd like to take things, then something I've been thinking about clicks with the physical world and in terms of what might be a good next project or song or composition or direction or something to put in, because there's all kind of ideas that are afloat musically that are not always apropos, that just wouldn't fit the environment, or I'd have to completely change my life when I'm home and I have some time free, and especially when I've finally decided that on a project to put together, then I start writing and I start playing at the piano, and lately I try to keep in a schedule where I actually sleep at night and get up in the daytime, but very often I'll end up staying up quite late into the wee hours and sleep during the daytime. I find nighttime
a great time
when
the muse is active.
Yeah.
Is it fun or is it slightly painful to compose?
Oh no, it's you know, to do that is like reaping the rewards of all the hard road work. Because in my the way I compose, unlike composing for movies or composing in a way where the composer is recompensed and paid for composing. My exchange back for composing music comes after the composition is done, after it's recorded, and then maybe in royalties or something like that. Mm-hmm. But I have to find the time to write the music. So if I work hard enough and I'm a good boy, I can then take my 2 weeks or 4 weeks at home, and those are the golden moments where I can sit, and it's not pain at all. It's complete pleasure to be able to sit and write new music.
With Miroslav Vitus on bass and Roy Haynes on the drums, here's Chick Corea from the album Now He Sings, Now He Sobs, with the classic Matrix on Jazz America from VOA 1.
Thank you.
Korea in a trio and all-acoustic setting with Matrix. More electric and acoustic from Chick Corea coming up next hour. Stay tuned, won't you?